Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to explore one of the most extraordinary archaeological challenges of the modern age, the conservation of the Terracotta Warriors. These remarkable figures, buried for over 2,000 years near Xi'an in China, were discovered in 1974 by farmers digging a well. Since then, they've fascinated both scholars and the general public, becoming one of the most iconic archaeological finds of the 20th century. But preserving them has proven to be far more difficult than anyone anticipated. In this lecture, I'll guide you through the circumstances of their discovery, the problems that conservators face, the scientific techniques they use, the debates surrounding restoration, the role of international cooperation, the ongoing risks that threaten their survival, and the significance of conserving these artifacts. Let's begin with the discovery itself. Imagine the scene: farmers digging in dry soil suddenly uncover fragments of terracotta, then the head of a warrior, and finally rows of buried soldiers stretching far into the earth. Archaeologists soon realized they'd found part of the mausoleum of the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, who unified China in the 3rd century BCE, meaning before Common Era. Over 8,000 soldiers, together with horses and chariots, were eventually identified, arranged in battle formation. Each figure was life-sized, carefully detailed, and no two faces were exactly the same. Most striking of all, many of the figures still showed traces of brilliant pigments, such as reds, blues, greens, and purples, revealing that the army had once been brightly painted. This transformed our understanding of ancient Chinese art. However, there was an immediate problem. As soon as the warriors were exposed to air, the paint began to flake and disappear. Within minutes, colour that had survived underground for over 2,000 years was gone forever. This brings us to the first great conservation challenge: the fragility of the warriors. Terracotta is essentially fired clay, which is far less durable than stone or bronze. Many of the warriors were already broken when discovered, crushed by the weight of the collapsed roof beams of the underground chambers. Others cracked as the soil was removed, or collapsed entirely into fragments. Some statues had to be reassembled from hundreds of pieces, like vast three-dimensional puzzles. To make matters worse, terracotta is highly sensitive to changes in moisture and temperature. Once excavated, the warriors were vulnerable to Xi'an's humid summers and cold winters, and to exposure to light, air, bacteria, and mold. Unlike bronze, which corrodes slowly, terracotta can deteriorate rapidly when its environment shifts. So, how have conservators responded? One strategy has been to slow down excavation. In the early years, thousands of warriors were uncovered quickly, leading to severe damage. Today, archaeologists work much more cautiously, sometimes deliberately reburying partially exposed figures until proper conservation measures are available. This ensures that fragile statues are not destroyed before they can be stabilized. Another strategy involves chemical stabilization. Scientists in the 1980s and 1990s experimented with a variety of consolidants to fix the fragile paint to the clay surface. Unfortunately, early chemicals sometimes discolored the figures or created new problems. More recently, German and Chinese teams developed a compound called PEG, polyethylene glycol, which penetrates the paint layers and prevents them from flaking off when exposed to air. While not perfect, this innovation has allowed some statues to retain traces of their original colour, providing new insights into ancient Chinese art. Alongside these chemical methods, technology has revolutionised conservation. High-resolution 3D scanning records the exact form of each warrior, capturing details of armour, hairstyles, and even fingerprints left by the craftsmen. Digital modelling allows researchers to reconstruct missing parts virtually before any physical restoration is attempted. Replicas created by 3D printing have been used in exhibitions and educational displays, reducing the need to transport fragile originals abroad. Infrared imaging and X-ray fluorescence help identify pigments and map the internal structure of the figures, giving conservators more information without invasive procedures. Now let us consider the debates. Should the warriors be restored to their original painted splendour, or preserved in their current condition? On one side, restoration advocates argue that the public should be able to see the figures as they once appeared, brightly coloured and lifelike, not dull grey statues. Reconstructions could enhance appreciation and bring ancient China to life. On the other side, preservationists warn that adding modern materials or repainting risks falsifying the past. Authenticity, they argue, is more valuable than spectacle. Once an object is altered, the original evidence is lost forever. This tension between restoration and preservation is common in heritage management. But in the case of the Terracotta Army, it is especially sensitive. Because the warriors are such iconic national symbols. International cooperation's been crucial in addressing these challenges. Since the 1980s, Chinese archaeologists have partnered with German scientists, particularly from the Bavarian State Conservation Office, to develop new conservation methods. British, American, and Japanese researchers have also contributed. UNESCO's designation of the mausoleum of the first Qin Emperor as a World Heritage Site in 1987 brought global recognition and resources. This status emphasizes that the Terracotta Warriors are not only part of China's heritage, but part of humanity's shared heritage. At the same time, international exhibitions of the warriors in London, New York, Sydney, and other cities have raised awareness and generated funding. However, they've also sparked controversy. Is it wise to transport fragile statues across the world, risking further damage, simply to satisfy international curiosity? Let's also look at the ongoing risks. Tourism's transformed the site into one of China's most visited attractions, with millions of people entering the pits each year. Human presence increases humidity, dust, and vibration, all of which affect the fragile clay. Pollution from the rapidly growing city of Xi'an also poses a serious threat. Acid rain, for instance, can alter the soil chemistry and weaken the terracotta. Conservation's also extremely expensive. It requires laboratories, highly trained staff, monitoring equipment, and constant research. Unlike some archaeological projects that can be completed, conservation of the Terracotta Warriors is never finished. It's a continuous process, demanding vigilance and resources generation after generation. Finally, let's reflect on the broader significance of this work. conserving the warriors is not simply about saving thousands of statues. It is about preserving a story. The ambitions of China's first emperor, the skills of ancient craftsmen, and the cultural identity of a civilization. The warriors connect past and present, showing how art, politics, and technology were intertwined in the 3rd century BCE. They also remind us of the fragility of cultural heritage. What survives from the past can vanish in an instant, if not carefully protected. To conclude, the conservation of the terracotta warriors is one of the most complex projects in world archaeology. It combines science, ethics, international collaboration, and cultural diplomacy. These figures are not just relics buried with Qin Shi Huang. They are part of humanity's shared heritage. By protecting them, we safeguard a unique window into the ancient world. The Terracotta Army teaches us that conservation's not only about preserving objects, but about preserving the stories, values, and identities that objects embody. Thank you.